As the U.S. weighs whether to launch strikes against Syria, nearly 5,000 people flee that country daily. And today, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees announced that the total number of refugees from Syria has passed the 2 million mark. Speaking on UN TV, Antonio Guterres called this a disgraceful humanitarian calamity, with suffering and displacement unparalleled in recent history.
What is appalling is that the first million fled Syria during 2 years. The second million fled Syria in 6 months.
Andrew Harper works on the front lines of that refugee crisis. He heads the UN's refugee agency in Jordan. He's in New York this week for consultations and joins me now. Andrew Harper, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
You know, I was thinking back to when you and I spoke 7 months ago in January. You told me then that the huge camp in Jordan, the Za'atari camp, was sheltering about 70,000 people. What are the numbers now?
Well, if we recall back then, I think there was a total of about 300,000 people who had entered Jordan. Now the figure is getting up to close to 600,000. And that camp of Za'atari has now grown to about 120,000. So you can sort of see how quickly the refugee influx has occurred, particularly in those winter months.
Help us understand what that means for folks who do what you do, to have a camp that's housing now 120,000 people. I think that's double what the camp was designed to hold. What does that mean?
Well, it means that we've got a lot of work to do. But that being said, we're not only continuing to put people into Za'atari, so it may even grow to larger than 120,000, but we're also building an additional camp, which may also grow up to about 100,000 people. So when you deal with what is largely the equivalent of a medium-sized city, you have to ensure that all the basic services are being provided, but also, more importantly, that people are protected.
One problem that the UN has highlighted is the problem of teenage boys in the refugee camps being recruited by armed groups sent back to Syria to fight with the opposition. Can you talk about that? Is that something that's a real concern?
Well, any recruitment, any activities inside the camp which are not neutral or humanitarian in nature are of concern. We've been talking to the Jordanian government to make sure that this does not happen, because we also don't want to have the camp as a target. We are aware that people do return back to Syria, families do return back to Syria. We counsel everyone who returns back in relation to the dangers, the hardships that they may expect when they do return. But once people cross the border, we've got no influence whatsoever over them.
We know that of these 2 million refugees who've now registered with the UN, more than half of them are children, more than a million. What challenges does that pose in particular?
You could just imagine the hardship and trauma that they've gone through inside Syria. They're innocent. They've often been not been able to go to school for the last year or two. Many of them are now missing their fathers, their brothers, their uncles. Many of them have been injured, extreme trauma, both sort of physical and psychological. What they've gone through, what they've seen, and the unknown future for them is something which is obviously a challenge for everyone, because we can't tell them when they're likely to be going back. We can't tell them when they're going to be reunited with their families in Syria, or when they can go back to their homes, which they've lost. There are some children who, because of the shelling, because of the violence, they left with nothing. They left just with their pyjamas or with their teddies, which they was the most valuable thing that they could actually grab with them as they left their homes. They arrive with very little, and we just try and do what we can to resurrect their childhood, resurrect their lives, resurrect their future.
How possible is that, do you think?
Oh, it's at the same time, they've suffered so much. They've also got an amazing resilience too. And one of the most pleasing things, which I saw at the new refugee camp that we're creating, again, it's in the desert of Jordan, but at least it's safe, is that the schools have already been built. And that's a wonderful achievement, because that does provide an aspect of normality, which I think parents, as much as the children, will be looking for.
Andrew Harper heads the UN's refugee agency in Jordan. Mr. Harper, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.